I'm speaking today with Jack Christie, who
can do a better job by threefold with the incumbent in there. And now I know I can do 10 times better job than the incumbent. And but I think the primary purpose is I've always enjoyed public service. And I've been in two other elected positions for three terms each that was public service, and I loved it. You know, I enjoyed big challenges. The city of Houston has big challenges, and position five definitely could use some big improvement there. So,
as you said, you ran in 2009, lost in a runoff in a very close race. What would you say you learned from that experience?
I learned that every vote counts, and you know as well as I do that in politics, winning, it has a lot to do with luck and timing. I just think the timing is so much better in the field of the political atmosphere. This 2-year cycle will be so much better. But every vote counts because we lost by 0.5%. And what is that? 10 more volunteers, one more mailing, you know, one more debate. Anything would have changed it, but we won Harris County, which should be the city of Houston, but we lost out in Fort Bend County. There are 5 precincts. They were probably gerrymandered into the city of Houston years ago, and my opponent had contacts out there that guaranteed her 2,000 votes, and she got 2,400 there. So it took away my lead in Harris County, and we lost the election.
What would you say are your priorities if you win this election? What would you say are your priorities for what you'd like to do in office?
Well, probably a few things are the main priorities, and that's getting a balanced budget where we don't have to worry every year about $100 million deficits. But probably more important than that is just putting honesty and integrity back into that position. I just don't think we have it, and I can bring that easily.
Okay. Now, as you said, you have served in office before. You're on the State Board of Education, for example. You know, how do you think that experience would benefit you on City Council?
I think because we were overseeing over 4 million public school students, so we had to put in an accountability system. We had to spend dollars wisely. I think during the 90s, during my tenure, we reduced bureaucracy by a third. We spent money wiser, but even more now in education, you've got to get the best use out of your dollar because the money is not there. So I think that hiring quality teachers was paramount because it's all about the quality of the teacher. And then the whole time I tried to get better salaries for teachers because they are one of the most important positions, like in the city, the police and fire, some of the most important positions. And we should pay them properly because the classroom teacher was the most important person in the child's life besides their parents. So I think watching the budget at the state level in education, overseeing a large bureaucracy that we reduced the numbers there, cutting regulations, we cut regulations, state regulations by 30%, and then putting out a good product. And I think comparing it to the city of Houston, that good product is a good, clean, healthy environment where the services are rendered to the city of Houston, the citizens of Houston, for a good dollar use instead of wasteful management.
All right. What is your assessment of the budget that council passed recently that, as you said, cut $100 million in spending, laid off about 750 employees? What's your assessment of the budget they passed for this fiscal year?
Well, it was tough love. It had to be done. I think with the help of Clutterbuck and Sullivan and the mayor and a few others, that they made some hard choices, and furloughs being one of them. It was just when you don't have the money in the budget and you're required to balance the budget, you have to make those tough choices. I just wish the federal government would listen to the same advice that we do at the state and local level.
All right. Now, do you consider the level of services that the city is providing now in this budget to be like the new baseline, or if financial picture improves, as everybody hopes it does, do you think that there are some things that should be restored going forward?
Good question. It's probably yet to be seen if the parks can be maintained properly, if the broken water lines can be repaired quickly, if the potholes can be replaced quickly, if the quality of life improves with proper urbanization, and just see, because number one, we have to go from this budget, and we made some cuts. We just have to do more with less. And I like the word baseline. I mean, let's go from there. And if the economy improves and there's revenue increases, then it's just a matter of putting into the quality of life. And that's a big picture, but I think that we can always do things better, whether it's recycling better or it's urban planning. There's some pleasant places in this country, whether it's Seattle or San Francisco or Austin, Texas, that they work better on quality of life than we do. And so if there are extra dollars, or if it costs dollars, I'm not sure if it costs dollars sometimes, that we need to set goals to just make it a better place for the citizens of Houston.
Okay. There were a couple of referendums on the ballot this past year that affected the city of Houston. There was the Renew Houston proposition, which is now known as Rebuild Houston. Did you vote for the Renew Houston proposition on the ballot?
Yes, I did. But if the funds designated for the infrastructure were supposed to go that stayed there, we probably wouldn't need a new referendum. But I think the basic concept was good. We've got some pipes that are 75 years old, and there's no way. We have to pay forward on this and do preventive maintenance instead of waiting for the whole system to crumble, and then you have to put out billions of dollars in new bond issue, which would increase the tax rate. So, yes, I was in favor of it. Sure, it had problems with their marketing of it, but it had to be done.
Okay. Did you agree with council's decision to exempt schools and churches from the drainage fee?
Yes.
Okay. The other referendum on the ballot was regarding the red light cameras. Did you vote to keep the red light cameras or to get rid of them?
Ooh, I'm not sure how I voted on that. Once you sign the contract, you're committed. It's obvious the statistics show that accidents are less when people are more cognizant of being watched for running red lights. So obviously it helped. Sure, you might think that it's just a revenue creator. Well, if you didn't run the red light, you wouldn't have a ticket. So, but the problem is how to get out of the contract. And I feel sorry for the mayor. I mean, do you gamble in court? Or you just take a $20 million economic? It's a tough decision. You're in the mud pit, and you just don't know how to get out of it. So I wouldn't know what advice I'd give on that. But I think the red light cameras did good. But I would have watched the contract a little bit better. I would have had that reviewed, because being in the business world, there's so many clauses that you just can't sign. You can't. The person giving you that contract, they're covered right and left and upside down, and you just you got to watch those. So those big contracts have to be perused by lawyers that understand the nuance of every word. So I think that's where the mistake was made.
Okay. How would you assess Mayor Parker in her first term in office?
Pretty good. I mean, she holding the line on the budget, and remember, with the help of some of the city council, holding the line on the budget, she gets an A. You know, working with council, you know, there's like 15 different psychologies you got to deal with, and Mayor Bill White did a good job of that. So in that area, it'd be more like a B, and because, you know, you want council on board by a vast majority of moving the city forward. And but overall, I think she's done a good job in a pretty tough time.
And what would you like her priorities to be for the next few years?
I would like her priority to help me do efficiency audits in all departments. She started that before she was mayor, and I'd like to get with her and see what she learned from that. Have outside, hopefully complementary, auditing firms just say, where can we save money? Where is there waste? Because in every bureaucracy, there's waste. And I would like, one of her goals is to share the detailed budgets with me to where, you know, maybe we can have a more efficient government. And not that it wasn't improved with $90 million cuts, but I think it can be made more efficient. So that, and I think her goals should continue with the urbanization of this city is so important. We even have quality of life with green usage, or we have just another Los Angeles, and we just don't need that.
Okay. City passed a new ethics ordinance this past year. As you know, your opponent, Councilmember Jones, has an ethics complaint that's been filed against her, but it has not yet been resolved. Do you have any opinion about, you know, the ordinance as was written? Do you see any reason, any ways for it to be improved?
I'm sure there's always room for improvement, but I'd have to look at the details to say where that would be improved. But the new ordinance toughened restrictions and oversight, which is good. You don't have to worry about an ordinance if you just go by your own ethics and rules and just not be influenced by outside people or influenced by greed or such. And as it stands, it's probably the ordinances are good because it's keeping some of the mayor and council much more honest than would be in the past. But, you know, these ethics violations, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. So I'll leave that up to county attorney and Pat Lykos, and she'll be fair.
Okay. And when people go to vote this November, why should they vote to make you the next council member for at-large number 5?
Well, like I said, I'll be 10 times better council member. And they get the straight shoot from me. I don't need the job, so I don't have to make excuses or do other things on city time. You'll get a full-time council member, not a part-time council member. The previous positions I was in for 14 years, I had perfect attendance, and that would be a big improvement in position 5. But you'll get the honesty and integrity, and then I'll watch your tax dollar as best I can. If I yell and scream and no one listens, I've at least done my part. So,
all right. Jack Christie, thank you very much for talking to me today.